This is Cronkite News to Go. I'm your host, Deanna Pistono. On today's show, we talk about health effects as a result of smoke from the fire at Salt River Landfill, man-made water catchments, and Phoenix Zoo's baby ringtails. If you've been smelling something off the last couple of days near Scottsdale and Phoenix, it's not you, it's the smoke. I spoke with Stacy Mortensen at the American Lung Association about what this smoke could mean for the health of those breathing it in. On Saturday, a fire started in a landfill on the Salt River Indian Reservation near North Beeline Highway. Though the fire has been reduced to smolder and smoke, the smoke, according to Stacy Mortensen at the American Lung Association, can still get into your lungs and cause problems.
It has very small particles in it. It can be just a third of the width of a human hair. So you're not going to feel that. You're not going to feel that you breathed it in. But that very small particle can start to lodge in your lungs.
And those tiny particles can wreak havoc on your health, even if you're not a part of a population at higher risk, which includes people with asthma, COPD, diabetes, and heart disease.
People will experience possible wheezing, shortness of breath. They might find that they're having difficulty taking a good breath, chest heaviness, lightheadedness, and any dizziness.
According to Mortensen, these symptoms could appear up to 2 days after smoke exposure. Mortensen's advice for people is to stay indoors, shut windows and fire dampers, and run your air conditioner to circulate healthy air around your house. If you have a condition that puts you at higher risk, Mortensen says, make sure you have your health insurance information and equipment, like medication and delivery devices, close at hand in case you need to leave home. Speak to your doctor if you experience any effects of smoke inhalation. For Cronkite News, I'm Deanna Pistono. The Arizona Department of Environmental Quality website has up-to-date information on air quality and information about the smoldering fire. Click on the air quality heading for information about Phoenix area conditions. Arizona wildlife had to adapt to unprecedented temperatures this recent summer. Kirsten Edgett has more on how Arizona Game and Fish is providing places around Arizona for desert dwellers to get a quick sip of water.
At the center of all life is water. But for wildlife in the hot deserts of Arizona, finding it isn't so easy. That's where water catchments come in. Water catchments are systems that collect rainwater and use it to fill a drinking hole for the desert dwellers. Everyone from honeybees to bighorn sheep use the catchments. The catchment looks like a large tin roof on the ground, with one side at a slight incline, known as an apron. Along the lowest side of the apron is a gutter, which feeds any water caught into large tanks below the tin apron. Water stored in the underground tanks then feeds into and automatically refills a small drinking hole nearby, which looks like a small cement hole with a side ramp for smaller animals to take a drink. According to Arizona Game and Fish, there are roughly 3,000 catchments across Arizona since the start of the program in the 1940s. The catchments are managed by three different agencies across the state: Arizona Game and Fish, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. Although some of the water catchment systems are self-sustaining, others require refills using large water trucks, hauling up to 1,700 gallons of water.
The hardest part is figuring out the logistics and then also where we're going to get the water from.
That was Nate Salmon, Habitat Construction Field Crew Supervisor with Arizona Game and Fish. Based on the area the catchment is located, Arizona Game and Fish could get their water from different sources, such as fire departments closest to the catchment sites.
Sometimes, you know, we can be all the way up past Kingman or we can be all the way down past Tucson.
Salmon's team that fills the catchments run on an 8-day long shift, keeping their gear in the truck and camping near places where the catchments may need to be filled. On an easier day for drivers, they will drive the water truck up to the site, empty the water tank onto the catchment apron, and then wait for the next call to come in. However, for places too difficult to reach using just the water truck, it could require the help of a helicopter.
So we'll truck water out. We have to find a staging area we have to try to get as close to the catchment as we can, because obviously helicopter is really expensive. So we drive in on two track roads and we get as far back as we can, and we'll set those dip tanks down, we'll fill those up, and then the helicopter hooks what they call a Bambi bucket onto it's a belly hook. They just put it right onto the bottom of the helicopter. A lot, you know, the same thing they do for fires.
Depending on the temperature, local wildlife, and catchment system, Salmon's team could be taking trips to a specific catchment every 4 to 6 weeks. Joseph Curry, Habitat Planning Program Manager with Arizona Game and Fish, says 2023 was different from past years.
This summer was actually not as bad for us for hauling water, and the only reason was because we had that really wet and cool winter and spring.
Curry said Arizona Game and Fish hauled an estimated 1 million gallons of water this year.
And so that allowed all of these to fill up and some of the natural waters to fill up and do their job also. So we didn't haul near as much as like a couple of years ago, where we had a really bad winter and a really bad summer.
During drier years, Arizona Game and Fish could be hauling up to 2.6 million gallons of water. Curry said there was an increase in wildlife using water catchments this year, mainly throughout July and August, where Arizona saw record-breaking temperatures.
You know, our summers are super hot and dry, and populations will fluctuate and die off drastically if we're not able to give them a stable source of water, because water is the most important thing of life.
With that in mind, Arizona Game and Fish currently builds one or two new catchments every year, but is primarily focusing on making pre-existing catchments self-sustaining. From gambler's quail to mountain lions, all of Arizona's wildlife need water. For Cronkite News to Go, I'm Kirsten Edgett.
Ringtails, does this ring a bell? Not many know that ringtails are lemur-looking animals of the raccoon family. The Phoenix Zoo welcomed two newborn ringtails to the family back in May. Our reporter Madison Perales tells us more about these furry mammals.
Over the creek, past the condors, you'll hear nothing but silence. That's where you'll find the ringtails. The two then newborns are now 4 months old and as active as ever, but not in the daytime, as these are nocturnal animals. The two siblings were named Austin and Sedona, just like the cities. Carnivore keeper at the Phoenix Zoo, Alyssa Bargren, says they live in this enclosed environment with their mom, Slate.
Slate just kind of knew what to do as soon as the kids were born. Instinct kicked in, and she's been doing a great job.
After a few months, Bargren started to see Austin and Sedona's personalities peek through.
Austin is definitely the more adventurous one. He's kind of rambunctious, and when we're in the exhibit, he likes to see what we're doing. As Sedona kind of just hangs back a little bit and likes to observe, she likes to stay in the boxes, doesn't really come out when we're in there, but she's still very personable.
These creatures are full of fun facts.
They're the Arizona state mammal, which a lot of people don't realize. These guys have been seen all over the state, but they're kind of an elusive species, so not many people even know they exist.
Gabriella Malamed, an ASU student who's been here for 4 years, is one of many people who didn't know about this species.
Yeah, I did not know that ringtails existed, nor that they were from Arizona specifically. And based off those pictures, I'm shocked that they're even from the desert. They look like jungle animals, but I mean, they're really cute.
Make sure to visit the ringtails during the Phoenix Zoo's regular hours. For Cronkite News to Go, I'm Madison Perales.
The Arizona state mammal is known for the black and white rings on their tails. The ringtails are found at the Arizona trails near the entrance of the zoo. And this was your CN to Go. This show was produced by Deanna Pistono. Special thanks to Kirsten Edgett and Madison Perales for their stories in this episode. I'm your host, Deanna Pistono. Until next time.